Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the Honor 9 Lite, which is an affordable smartphone launched by Huawei, which owns the Honor brand. So to talk about this, we have our Android enthusiasts and mobile experts. First of all, Royden Serejo.
Hey, what's up?
And Aditya Shenoy.
Hello.
And I'm your host, Pranay Parab. So the most important thing about the Honor 9 Lite, in my opinion, is its price. It's 10,999 and it launched just today, which is 17th of January. And it's going on sale via Flipkart at midnight on January 21. So 12 a.m. on January 21. So what I felt was that this Honor 9 Lite, I mean, we have it here in front of us, like decent budget phone. But like the first thing I noticed was when you flip it around, like the back is like, you know, it's almost like a proper mirror. So I can, you know, it's quite reflective and a fingerprint magnet. So, yeah. I mean, this is probably one of the cheapest phones Huawei has in India, right? In the Honor brand.
Cheapest phones with that 18:9 display. Yeah. Hmm. I mean, they do have cheaper phones. But yeah, I mean, for the price, I was quite surprised at the pricing. We knew it was going to be in the sub 15,000 rupee segment. But 11,000 rupees starting price is not bad for a phone that looks like this. It looks pretty good. It's quite striking to look at. And yeah, the glass back is going to be a fingerprint nightmare. But then that's the case with any phone with a glass back, you know.
So yeah, this phone is available in two variants. One is 3GB and 32GB storage. I mean, 3GB RAM and 32GB storage. And the second one is 4GB RAM and 64GB storage. Now, the 4GB RAM, 64GB storage variant is available at 14,999 rupees, which, in my opinion at least, is a bit much.
Yeah, at that price, it does seem a bit much because even with the four cameras, which is its highlighting feature, I don't think it offers... I mean, we are in the process of like testing the phone right now, and so far the cameras have been sort of okay. They are not like great or something, which is to be expected. Again, I wasn't really expecting anything great, but at 11,000 rupees, you could give it a pass. But at nearly 15,000 rupees, I think there would be better phones, which would offer better all round performance with fewer camera sensors.
Yeah. So Aditya, you've reviewed a bunch of Honor phones earlier, right?
Yeah.
So has this price difference been there throughout, like this kind of a big price jump between the two variants? Because I believe Xiaomi does a like 2,000 rupee price difference.
Yeah. So Xiaomi generally has a 1,000 or 2,000 rupee price difference, but I think even for the Honor 7X, we've seen something similar, wherein the base variant is somewhere around 12,999 and the higher variant is 15,000 or something. So yeah, this is, I think the margin is bigger for the 9 Lite. And honestly, only for 1GB of more RAM and 32GB of storage, I think the difference is huge, to be honest. Because you've got 11,000 rupees for the base 3GB and 32GB variant, whereas 15,000 for the 4GB and 64. So I think the difference is huge. And again, when you look at the 15,000 rupee variant, you have the Xiaomi Mi A1 in that price point, which has got good cameras. And it also has the Google program going for it. So it will be slightly harder. I think if they would have priced the second variant a little aggressively, it might have some more.
Yeah, because that, and also if you look at Honor's own lineup, the 9 Lite, higher end variant, the 64GB version, does overlap with the Honor 7X, which is again a very recent launch, and that 4GB 64GB version also cost around 15. Both are very similar in specifications. The only difference that we can make out is that which is a plus for the 7X is that you get a metal body there, whereas the 9 Lite has a plastic body and a slightly bigger battery on the 7X.
You have a slightly bigger screen as well. So this is, I think, 5.65, if I'm not wrong. And on the Honor 7X, you get a 5.9-inch display, so a bigger display. So that way, it looks a little more premium. And which, you know, this with a glass back, after it's smudged with fingerprints, it doesn't look as good as the 7X.
Yeah, so as Royden mentioned earlier, one of the highlight features is obviously that this display is almost full screen. The bezels are quite thin, even though I would not go like anywhere near calling this a bezel-free smartphone.
Yeah.
There's like the Honor branding on the panel below the display, at the bottom of the display. And at the top, there are those two cameras. One, I guess, is a proximity sensor, yeah. right? And a speaker grill for basically like calls, phone calls. And on the sides also, there's like a pretty slim bezel on both sides. So while I would not go, like I said earlier, I would not go so far as to call it like a full screen, all screen design or whatever. But, you know, this seems like a pretty big utilization of the available screen space. There yeah. are no more thick bezels. So I suppose that does make a difference in your day-to-day usage.
Yeah, and also because the screen size is smaller and the bezels are lesser, the overall form factor is a lot more compact for at least one-handed use yeah. compared to the other Honor phones. So that is something I quite liked.
Yeah, and it uses a micro USB port, which I just noticed.
Yeah, I mean, I think that goes... I think Honor, for some reason, is sticking to micro USB for all its budget offerings, as currently only the its higher-end offerings, like the View 10 and the yeah. previously the 10 Pro, 8 Pro, 8 sorry, Pro, yeah. had Type-C. So I think it's not yet using Type-C for its budget or mainstream offerings.
Yeah. So, like, in the Honor lineup, is this dual camera setup on the front and the back? Is that common or is this the first time they've done
it? It's not common, but it's been done before by Honor themselves with the 9i,
yeah.
which is, again, currently, it's still on sale for about 17,999, yeah, around 18,000 rupees. Yeah. 17,000 or 18,000 rupees. So, yeah. that was the first phone with this quad camera thing, which they hyped about. And the idea of the 9 Lite essentially is, like, a more affordable quad camera smartphone is what is their main peg for this phone.
Yeah. yeah, okay. And earlier, like a couple of episodes before this, we discussed that, you know, one of the big trends of 2018 is going to be more affordable smartphones with like a less bezel design.
Yep. Yeah.
So this is one of those phones.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the problem so far at least has been that in the more expensive phones, 20,000 and above, whenever we've seen this, it's been a pretty well done concept overall. Yeah. The display quality has been really good. But with the budget phones that we've seen so far, the display quality has not been the same or anywhere near as good as what we've seen in the more expensive all-screen phones. So
True.
How about this one?
But this one is actually not bad. I mean, it is a full HD resolution and it is an IPS panel. Obviously, you can't expect the same level of colors and
saturation clarity
from the panel from a more expensive one, because clearly it is not that same grade a panel as the more expensive offering. And you can't exactly use the same panels and price it this low. But considering what budget 10,000 rupee phones, smartphones, touchscreen smartphones used to be a few years back, I think we've come a long way. I mean, this is, it's a huge, I mean, it's a big leap forward. I mean, it's not this phone in particular, but generally smartphones around this price segment have gotten way better, especially in the displays.
Yeah, so before we talk about the software on this phone, I'd like to just take a step back here and like just ask you, Aditya, about your experience with the flagship phone which you reviewed from Huawei.
So yeah. the Honor View 10 was the phone that I had reviewed, and it was the first phone from them which also had AI processor. So they had an AI coprocessor built into it. And the thing about Honor phones is that they use their own processor. So
Kirin
processor, yeah. HiSilicon Kirin is their own in-house processor, similar to what Exynos is to Samsung. So it's honestly benchmarks and all is like, it isn't comparable to most other phones. Like you would expect, okay, you have a fair idea of how Snapdragon processors perform, but the Kirin is only exclusive to Honor phones. So in our experience, the View 10 was the 970 Kirin 970 that's powering the View 10 is on par with the Snapdragon 835. It came really close to the OnePlus 5T and managed to beat Pixels in a few benchmarks. Apart from benchmarks, AI bit is something interesting. So wherein it uses a neural network processing unit, which would figure out what, so when you're using the camera, it figures out what the camera is pointed out towards. So it can set the scene accordingly so that you get the best possible image out of it. So it does help in the camera bit. Also, with the View 10, Honor has given that translator app. So in case you're traveling and you would want to have, you know, an active conversation, it allows that. Now it's a Microsoft app that they had bundled, but we saw that it would process it a little faster than other phones. Like the same app is available for other phones.
Yeah.
But we saw that the Honor View 10 could process it a little faster because all AI related tasks are given to the neural processing unit, and the processor is not bothered with these tasks.
Yeah, so the price of that phone was around 30,000, if I'm not mistaken.
29,999, that is what. And honestly, that's quite a good price. It's really aggressive.
Yeah, pretty an aggressive price.
And, you know, if you look at the OnePlus 5T, which is that 32,999, and this thing offers, you know, same kind of performance. And so it does make the View 10 look much better.
Yeah, so that's what, like, the ongoing theme with Honor phones and Huawei phones in general has been that they are able to price their phones at a pretty aggressive point throughout their lineup. Whether you talk about the flagships or, you know, budget phones such as this Honor 9 Lite. So I don't even know how they are able to do this. Like we earlier we thought that, you know, the likes of OnePlus and Xiaomi were pricing their phones pretty aggressively, but Huawei is one of the largest manufacturers in the world, and they are coming into the game and they are just like outpricing all of these other brands which we are familiar with so far.
But then again, if you have to remember that Honor is an online exclusive only brand, as in Huawei developed this sub brand to appeal to the youth and to be sold exclusively online, which is why I'm guessing they can have these thin margins and managed to go aggressive on
perhaps
the
price. Perhaps that, and could also be the fact that they are designing their own chip.
That's also another possibility.
So which, you know, probably allows them like some leeway in terms of licensing fees and all, which they don't have to pay.
True.
So maybe that's why, you know, they're able to price their phones more aggressively. But the point is that these guys have been doing this for quite some time now. Their pricing has been really on point, especially in India. And recently I was in the US attending their launch event for Honor Mate 10 Pro.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. Mate 10. So it's their flagship phone in the US. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that'll be the Huawei Mate 10 Pro.
Huawei Mate 10 Pro, yeah, sorry. So for that phone, like during the event, they were really upset about the fact that the US government has named, you know, Huawei as one of the companies whose phones that people should avoid or something. So because of that, I think it's not, maybe not official yet, but that's the like general rumblings we've been hearing about. The government is not particularly pleased with Chinese manufacturers entering the US market. So none of the big carriers in the US wanted to sell it. So AT&T, I think, pulled out of a deal to sell that phone. So, you know, they went like out of their way to try and explain that they are actually focusing on privacy and security, etc. But somehow, you know, that's not convincing enough for the carriers in the US.
Right.
So there's nobody right now selling phones in the US, no carrier. Right. And in the US, like, the carriers are the ones that are driving forces for sales of smartphones.
Yeah.
But I guess no such problems in India. So they are selling quite well, and their brand is supposedly quite popular in this country. Another thing I noticed was that apart from the price point, like, this comes with Android 8.0 Oreo. Right.
Yeah.
So Android 8 Oreo is not there on many phones. So this is, you know, one of the first ones to ship with that with that operating system. And this has a software layer on top called EMUI.
Emotion UI is what Honor calls it. And honestly, it's surprising that the 9 Lite has Oreo inbuilt, because most other phones, even if you look at flagships like the OnePlus 5T, ships with Nougat out of the box. And then you have to wait for an update. I think they are currently testing beta.
Samsung Note 8 doesn't have Oreo yet.
So it is good. Now, I had tested the View 10, which had Android Oreo with Emotion UI 8.0 on top. So EMUI is their customization bit on top of Android. So they add a couple of features on it, gesture control or you know, some things which kind of make it easier. Also install a few of their own apps. You get their support app and a few wrappers that are of their website that's available in there. So EMUI, I think it's I cannot say that it's very close to stock Android, but there are a few customizations which are good enough.
Yeah, so Royden, what emotions is this Emotion UI invoking in you?
I mean, definitely not rage. it's not bad, actually. It's been a while since I've tested an Honor phone, and I think the last one was probably with EMUI 5.1 or maybe before it went to Nougat. Yeah, so it wasn't that great that time, but I think EMUI 8 is pretty neat. I mean, they have refined it quite a bit. It seems a bit far more polished. It's a lot snappy. There's no annoying bugs or stuff like that I've come across yet. So far, so good. I mean, it's again, they have rearranged a lot of the stuff, moved stuff around. So finding what you're looking for, especially in the settings app, will take some digging through. But it's not as bad as some of the others that we've seen.
So, yeah. So overall, not terrible, huh?
It's not terrible. Yeah, it's not terrible at all.
Okay, then. So yeah, most striking feature, like in terms of the software, is there anything that people who use other versions of Android will like notice that, okay, this is Emotion UI and this is not Emotion UI?
One striking feature. I mean, I guess just the customizations and they have these theming support and animations and all which you can change. Apart from that, I don't think there's anything else in particular that...
Yeah, basically, it's not like so much of a customization that you will feel that this is not Android, right?
Yeah. It's not that much of a customization.
Okay, as long as people like are familiar with the software, I don't think it should really be a problem.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
Yeah, okay. So, also, I don't think you used it for very long, Royden, this phone?
I haven't. I mean, I've just been a couple of days now. Yeah. So,
what are your thoughts on the battery life and all so far?
Battery life so far seems to be decent, considering it's a slightly smaller battery than the other two offerings that Honor has.
Yeah, this has like 3000.
So at 3000, whereas the other phones like the 7X and the 9i, which are around the same ballpark pricing, has around 300 milliampere.
340 milliampere more.
So far it seems okay, but I think like Aditya also tested those previous phones, like gaming and stuff does make a sizable dent in the battery life. So like if you just have the phone on standby and like normal messaging apps and stuff, I don't think you'll see that much of a battery drain, but something more intensive like maybe the camera or even gaming. Could see a larger dip in battery life. So I want to say a full day's worth of usage with like regular usage, but again it might be a little lower, but we'll know after I test it even more. So
having looked at this phone, I'm just worried about like a little bit of heating and all because of this
it does get warm pretty quickly. Now that you mentioned it, gaming and all, especially near towards the upper area of the glass and the back, it does get warm pretty fast.
So we are sitting in an AC office right now and the phone is quite cold, so that's why I asked whether like when you're using it outdoors and when it's like pulling in, like when its radios are stressed because, you know, you're already in a bad network area.
Yeah, it does. I mean, yesterday on my way home, I think I was trying to like download a game and listen to music at the same time, and it was getting warm pretty. It was noticeably warm, basically.
Yeah, so that's the only thing I guess people need to really watch out for with this phone.
Yeah. No, because even for the Honor 7X, so the thing is the Honor 7X and the Honor 9i have the same processor, the Kirin 659 SoC. And with those two phones, what I observed is, if like Royden said, if you would use it only for messaging, calling, and would keep it idle most of the time, the battery life is pretty consistent. It would you won't have any sharp drops in battery percentage or anything of that sort. But you start gaming on it or start using the camera, and that is when the battery percentage starts dropping a little too aggressively for our liking. So I hope that they've kind of fixed that issue. We've pointed it out in our reviews earlier as well. So I'm hoping that the 9 Lite would be a little different, and I think it's only Royden will be able to figure out after the whole review.
I mean, you won't have to wait for long, maybe till Friday. So, we'll know.
Right then. So, that's all we have for this episode of Orbital, and we will see you with another episode next week. In the meantime, do keep waiting for our review. It'll be up in maybe a day or two from the time this podcast is published. And as always, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadgets360. If you follow the show on iTunes, please do rate us. Your ratings, your subscriptions, they help us a lot. And if you want to write to us, you have any questions, any comments, or feedback, you can do that by emailing us at podcast@gadgets360.com. Thank you so much for listening.